game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Basketball podcast. I am JB Gilpin, and unfortunately, I appreciate it from all your commenters saying the one man show was good, but unfortunately for you, Slim is back.
Unfortunately for me or them?
I don't know. It's unfortunate for someone. I'm just kidding. It's very fortunate for me because I struggled at the end of that.
I mean, I assume you had like little bells on your hands. That's part of the one man show, right?
Yeah. A couple quick costume changes, a couple different sets, good. You know. So, Slim, I heard you had an interesting weekend.
Yeah, there's a good reason why I wasn't here on Tuesday.
Do you want to let the audience know, or do you want their minds to wander?
I might actually wander to the right place. No, it's a good old bachelor party.
Yeah. How late did you stay up?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if there was any sleep that first night.
It was good because, I mean, I won't say what you said, but I could tell by your texts that you were having a good time because of the time and of the content.
Yeah, we started real early. I mean, you know, we were the first ones at the club at like 4 in the afternoon. It was
nice, nice. Who's getting married? Just a friend or a family member?
No, buddy of mine. Yeah. Known him all my life.
Cool. Yeah.
His parents went to high school with my parents.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool. A lot of people in your neck of the woods there are lifers there in Florida, huh? Not the retirement crowd.
Yeah, it's most of the people I know have stayed. There's a couple people that have left, but not many.
Wow, that's a lot different than where I'm from. Not too many people stayed.
I've heard good things about that area, though.
Yeah.
It's real pretty.
Yeah, that's true. So, now I'm sad. I'm somber.
Aww, all your friends have left.
Need you to cheer me up, Slim.
No more bachelor parties for you. Well, no more bachelor parties for you anyway. I don't know if you're allowed anymore.
That's probably true. You want to know what will cheer me up? How about some Miles Turner?
Yeah. I picked him up in one league.
Only one. I got him in all 4 of my RCLs last weekend.
There is some concern that Mahimi will get back and be annoying, but for now, yeah, you've got to run with it.
Yeah. So we'll talk Miles Turner also on today's show. Recap news and notes from the last few nights of action, including an NBA record that you don't want to have. We're going to play another edition of Higher Lower. And, someone said they missed your Slim's theme show music.
Oh,
I hope you're prepared. Hope you're prepared. You had a whole...
I brought my horn out this time.
You've had the whole week to prepare for the theme show music.
Well, I've got something for you.
All right. Then we're going to preview tonight's games with our 30-point challenge picks, where Slim was taking performance-enhancing drugs, and his record right now is voided. And then we're going to wrap up the week at the movies.
Y'all ready for this?
So, Slim, I hope if you have Andre Drummond on any of your teams, you're a free throw punt.
Yeah, I've only got him one place, and I went full punt. It's, you know, DeAndre Jordan and the whole nine. Yeah. You don't try to win free throws with Drummond. You just don't.
So he misses 23 free throws last night, an NBA record. Hey, he made 13 of them.
So 13 out of 36?
Yep. Good
about
man.
35%? Yeah, that's bad.
That's not good. You were still a plus 10 while on the floor.
Okay. Did they win?
Yes, they won. They beat the Rockets.
There you go. It was a good shooting afternoon for him.
Yeah, the rest of the team.
Now, he did get benched the other day for down the stretch because of his free throw shooting.
Yeah, Baines has been playing some pretty good basketball off the bench. I mean, he's obviously no Drummond, but he's a good fill-in.
Yeah, he's a quality NBA backup. I can't argue with that.
Yeah.
It's a reason the Spurs played him.
Yeah, exactly. and a reason he went to another team. Gets a little bit more consistent run.
Yep, yeah, that was a problem.
Yep. Oh, I need to bust out my image of him with the Bane mask on.
Okay, yeah, that'll work.
Also in that game, James Harden just goes crazy triple-double, 33, 17, 14. It's James Harden. He's awesome.
Yeah, there's not much on that team. And then Howard went down, so it was basically just him.
Yeah, so let's get into that. Tons of injuries, mostly to big men. Dwight Howard goes down with a cankle.
Yeah, Terrence Jones shouldn't be out there right now.
That's true. Are you adding Capella if he's available anywhere?
Probably should. You got to watch out for that free throw issue, and he's not really a scorer. But other than that, with Howard down, he should be a big-time rebounder shot blocker.
Yeah, it goes 10-13 in 28 minutes with a steal and a block. Man, Dwight Howard got injured 55 seconds into the game. Wow. I didn't realize it was that early.
He still gets his game check.
That's a good point. Who else did they play? I guess they went really small. Yeah, I'm looking at their minutes. It's just like, how did his minutes get absorbed? Ariza playing 43?
Yeah.
Just odd. Yeah, because Terrence Jones only gets 25 and Capella 28. It's a very small lineup. It means one of those guys is playing center most of the time.
Well, yeah, I guess. It's kind of odd considering that Detroit kind of plays pretty big.
Well, when Drummond plays 23 minutes and misses a free throw for every minute he's on the floor.
I imagine if Howard was in, they wouldn't have done it, though, because then it just would have gone back and forth.
Yeah, that's a good point.
41 fouls for Houston. That is awesome.
Wow, every single person on there. KJ McDaniels, 30 seconds on the floor, 5 fouls.
Yeah, I think we know what his role was.
While we have this game open, we'll get back to injuries in a second. I want to talk about Ersan Ilyasova, A, because you hate him, and B, because he's actually been pretty consistent and pretty good this year.
It's been better lately.
Okay.
I remember at the beginning, the minutes would come up and down. You know, he hit 20 kind of consistently. Mm-hmm. That's kind of gone away, I guess. It's almost career high in minutes. I can't believe he's already made it through 42 games. That's kind of surprising to me.
6 foot turkey.
You know, the season numbers aren't great. 43% shooting, 71% free throws, 11, 5.5, less than the steal, less than a block. It's nothing special.
Yeah, but his last 2 months have been good. December, 1 steal, 0.9 blocks. January, 1 steal, 0.7 blocks. 1.7 threes in both of those. That's pretty much a 3 steal block guy with percents that aren't going to kill you and virtually no turnovers.
With the minutes being reliable now, yeah. It's borderline top 100. I still couldn't go much higher than that.
Yeah, I have a good chain here. Would you rather own with the Dwight cankle, Terrence Jones or Ersan Ilyasova?
I guess I'd have to go with Ilyasova.
Wow, the turkey!
Yeah, Terrence Jones, he won't get his minutes. Yeah. I mean, even with Howard down, they still only give him 25.
Yeah, and he was 8-9 from the field, too. It's not like he was playing poorly.
Couple of threes, couple of blocks.
Yeah, it's so frustrating.
Yeah, that's been one of the ones. Him and Aaron Gordon are probably the two toughest ones to handle this year for me.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have happened. Just should not have happened.
Yeah. Stupid Skiles. Oh, I had a dream last night. I just remembered this.
About Skiles, huh?
Well, Skiles was apparently... I have no idea what this connection is. But he looked like some sort of like emo kid that was 20 years old. And everyone made fun of him for his age because he was too young. I don't know what the connection is there other than I guess I hate emo kids as much as Skiles.
How did you know he was emo?
I can picture it in my head. It's just like a dude with like eyeliner and he had like black makeup on and black hair with like some purple highlights in it or something crazy.
Oh, please Photoshop that for us.
Oh, I can't even. I don't know why my brain went there. That's so weird. I don't know. I just thought of that. I didn't even watch any of the Magic last night.
Yeah. We talk about Skiles almost every day, though.
I guess that's a good point. And every time in the there's a comment of Skiles every day in the comments. Wow. more injuries. Who else got hurt last night? Dirk got some knee swelling.
Oops, sorry about that.
I'm keeping that in. I don't care.
A little volume there. Yeah, it's annoying. Those older guys, they don't tend to get healthy quick.
It's true.
I imagine as the season goes on, there's really no reason to play him big minutes.
Yeah.
Parsons is back and playing good. I don't know.
If your
chance to sell might be gone.
Yeah, I was about to say, if you can take pretty much anything for him in a 10 or 12, you're probably doing it.
Yeah, if we see 25 minutes the rest of the way, I wouldn't be surprised. With plenty of DNPs.
I was about to say, if it's 25 and he plays every game, I'd be shocked. But, yeah, he's received treatment each of the last 2 days.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing probably too wrong, but, you know, it's probably a problem he's had for 10 years now.
He is not a spry chicken.
No, back when he was already a senior citizen.
And the big one from last night was Hassan Whiteside hurts his oblique or hip. He was in a lot of pain. You were watching it, so what'd you see when you saw it?
Absolutely no contact. He was just going over to set a pick and just doubled over. It was bad. He was in a lot of pain. And he kind of grabbed the hip oblique area. I said oblique to you first. That's my guess.
Mm-hmm.
But he said it went all the way down his leg and sharp pains. And it's MRI today. We'll see. I'm worried about it.
Yeah. You want to know it's really worrisome? Remember Terrence Jones' leg nerve thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Let's hope it's not something like that.
Yeah. It's tough with non-contact. You have no idea what happened.
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, sometimes you get stingers. And, like, didn't he walk to the locker room under his own power?
Yeah. It took a little while. I mean, he was laying down on his back and not moving for a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
It was scary.
Yeah.
And you know, it's who didn't Jack? Wasn't his injury non-contact?
Well, yeah, but a lot of ACLs and stuff are.
It's just those tend to be scary injuries. Those tend to be the bad ones.
Yeah, that's true. But luckily, but hopefully it's an oblique. You know, I've heard baseball players complain of similar situations like shooting pain in your back and then leg. And luckily, Hassan Whiteside's not playing baseball. Although, funny mental image, Hassan Whiteside playing baseball. But yeah, it can last a month for baseball, but it's usually only a game or two if it is an oblique for Whiteside.
Yeah, I'm hoping he misses the 15-day DL. We'll see. Yeah, the Heat are terrible right now. It's they need them bad. They're getting blown out every night.
Well, luckily the clinic that Ryan Braun and A-Rod went to is in Miami.
I don't think that guy still works there. I'm pretty sure he's in jail.
Let me take a quick look, because I missed a lot of injuries last night. I went to bed early. Any other injuries last night? I know I'm kind of putting you on the spot.
What other ones? Nerlens Noel?
That's the one. Yeah, okay. I remember there was another big one. Noel had an ankle injury so bad it gave him a headache.
Yeah, and blurred vision. I mean, you see his Yahoo picture. I'm pretty sure I'd have blurred vision if I looked like that, too.
Poor Noel. He's been a lot better lately. You're just riding this out and hoping for the best.
Yeah, I doubt it's too bad.
Yeah, I'm
hoping not like, who's that football player? Wow, it's way too early in the morning for this. All right, let's stick to one sport. I can stick to one sport.
Other things, looks like Cody Zeller got hurt yesterday. He's day-to-day with a shoulder. I'm just looking at an injury list now.
Okay, that's kind of scary. I mean, it definitely piques my interest to stream Kaminsky.
Yeah, this did happen last night. Yeah, he hurt his shoulder, got ruled out. Had shoulder issues all through his career, it seems like. I know he had shoulder surgery in the offseason.
Okay, yeah, that's one to pay attention to. Kaminsky with big minutes could be a stat stuffer.
Yeah, I've come around a little bit on Kaminsky. He's not as terrible at basketball as I thought. No, I always thought he was fine. I just didn't think he'd be a great NBA player.
Now, the problem is he's a one-sided player. He's offense only.
Yeah.
Tough to like get consistent minutes that way, says Enos Kanter.
Raymond Felton sat last night with an eye injury, but meh. Is Yusuf hasn't come back yet, has he?
He was a DNP coach's decision, so he's not, you know, he was on the bench, probably could have played in an emergency, although no emergencies in Denver anymore.
Patrick Beverly's missed. He's back from the cankle now, I think, right?
Beverly? No, he's out again. I think he re-aggravated.
Oh, man, what is up with these injuries lately?
Yeah, it's a problem. I've dropped Beverly in a 12er that I had him.
Yeah, I probably should. I still have him in one.
It's just not worth it anymore. The upside just isn't there for all these injuries.
Yeah. Larry Nance was a popular streamer for a while. Man, your Heat is like, your starting lineup is injured. Oh, yeah. Oubre poked Luol Deng in the eye pretty hard at the end of that game.
Yeah, I don't think he came back. I wasn't watching the
Bears. He was down for a couple minutes.
Yeah, I mean, they're currently starting Johnson and Gerald Green in the backcourt.
Yeah, it's not looking good. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with Deng there. Finishing my injury scan. We'll go ahead and talk Eric Gordon. This happened a few days ago that he broke a finger and needed surgery. What do you make of the Pelicans backcourt?
Eric Gordon. Okay.
What'd I say?
I thought you said Aaron.
Oh, Eric.
It's real close. I probably heard wrong. there's nothing to take away from this.
I mean, Drew's been consistent already.
Or Norris Cole, I guess.
Yeah, that's someone asked about Norris Cole, and we're both not huge Cole fans. So.
No, he can score, but that's really about it.
Yeah.
He's not a great three-point shooter or anything. It's pretty low-end.
See, the Pelicans. Yeah, Pelicans played Tuesday. I'm pulling up that box score, but... I don't think Cole's a 12er ad, even with the injury.
No, and what's his name? Cunningham's been, you know, getting some defensive stats, but he's nothing.
Yeah. He can be more. Cunningham got 2 steals, 2 blocks, and 3 threes for a decent game in 24 minutes. Norris Cole, even with... Gordon got hurt in that game in 25 minutes. So Cole played 23 off the bench and didn't do much. So we'll see how their rotation shakes out with... Those scored in 25 minutes out of there.
Well, Tyreek only played 21, so I imagine his minutes should go up.
Yeah. I saw a recent thing that Gentry said Tyreek shouldn't play through injuries if it's going to cause more injuries. And I'm like, really, Gentry? You're the guy that plays people, you know, twice their minutes limits, and you're telling them not to play through pain? Come on.
Yeah, limit's not the right word for him. He doesn't use such limiting terms.
Oladipo got hurt. That was a while ago.
Have any news on it? Do we know what actually happened there?
No, sprained knee, and it sounds like it's gonna be a little bit. No timetable yet, so yeah, we'll see. Last big team. I'm just scrolling ahead to the other one. So we're still missing Derek Favors. That's been. Remember when we talked about that with back spasms being pretty scared?
Yeah, and this is a recurring thing.
Yeah.
This is gonna his value now. His draft spot next year is just plummeting.
He might have back surgery.
Ooh,
I mean, don't you think that's a possibility at this point? I mean, maybe not right now, but at the end of the season.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if that's really even something that's gonna make it better.
Where is our Razzball basketball medical expert?
He's in surgery right now. Don't bother him.
No, I'll text him during surgery.
Oh, he's going to lose his phone in someone's kidneys.
It's going to be like Dark Knight where the phone rings in his stomach.
Yep, there you go.
And the big team for injuries, a ton on Tuesday, I believe, was the Suns. TJ Warren got benched for lack of effort, I think. Lure, Markeith, and Mirza all got hurt in the same game.
Wow, who are they even going to run out there?
A lot of PJ Tucker. I picked up Tucker in a couple leagues.
Okay.
But
all right, guess it's time to make some D-League moves. I mean, Devin Booker had a big one.
Yeah, it might be.
It was so one-sided. 32 points, 2 assists, 4 turnovers, 6 threes, and, like, nothing else.
Yeah.
No steals, no blocks, not even a board in 40 minutes. How do you get not even a single rebound in 40 minutes?
It's the Doug Collins shout-out. I need to bring that back. That was a good quote from right when I started that he yelled at Spencer Hawes for only having one rebound. He's like, your starting center can't get one rebound.
I remember that. I think he's kind of right, though.
Poor Doug Collins. So what do you make of Rudy Gay? Some trade rumors swirling, but for now on the Kings, having some good games and had a monster last night. 16 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 6 blocks. Wow.
Yeah, I'm not reading too much into the blocks. That's
Lakers,
effect. That's the Lakers block.
Lakers effect. Randall had 4 shots blocked and Bass had 3.
Well, you know, Rudy Gay is right about where we had him ranked.
Yeah, that's true. Do you think his value takes a hit if he moves to the big one spin, the Pelicans?
Oh, the Pelicans? No, he'll be fine.
I think so, too.
You'd have to go to a playoff team. If he went to, like, the Cavs, that would be a problem. But, no, it's I don't think anybody that would land him would be looking to have him play a different role than he is right now. So I think he'd be just fine no matter where he went.
Man, has Rudy Gay ever been on a really good team? Like, the Grizzlies teams were okay, but
I don't even remember him in Toronto. He played in Toronto?
No, the Grizzlies. Other.
No, I'm saying, I didn't even remember that.
Wait, wasn't Gay on Toronto, though?
Yeah, for a couple games.
Yeah, that's right. It was like for, like, until December, one season.
A mid-season trade 1 year and a mid-season trade the other year, the next.
Oh, jeez, yeah. But yeah, those Memphis years. I mean, he was good. I think that was a playoff team, but I feel like he's never been on, like, a really good team. Wow, he's played for a long time.
Yeah, he was a one and done, if I remember right.
Yeah, UConn, right?
Yeah. And that might have been the team that won, actually.
That's the time he won, was in college.
You know, this is right on where we thought. I mean, the turnovers are way down. That's probably going to help his metrics, but the assists are way down, too. And he's scoring. He's doing fine. It's where we thought. Okay. It is down from last year, though. You know, he's 21 points last year. He's down to 18.
Yeah, that's true. But for the turnovers, you have a turnover vortex taking them all for you at both.
Yeah, having a guy that's a small forward, power forward, giving you 3 turnovers a game is not a good thing.
Well, and also the point guard. Both of them are just turnover vortexes.
Collison would make this team actually so much better.
I know. So how good can Chris Middleton be in his career?
I don't want to say this is the peak, but it's hard to say he's going to be too much better. How can you be?
I don't know, but it's still going up. On Tuesday night against your Heat, 22-7-7 with 2 steals and no turnovers. Shoots 8 of 20, which is but hits 2 more threes, 4 free throws. He's just becoming a multi-cat god out there.
Yeah, he's the best point guard on the team.
That's for sure. Michael Carter-Williams is such garbage.
Yeah, I mean, maybe this has a lot to do with, no more Knight taking up all that usage.
That's a good point. Man, 17.6 points a game with only 1.8 turnovers and now 4 assists. It's crazy.
Yeah, he's right there with Rudy Gay. Better because he's younger.
There was this one possession towards the end of the game where Whiteside got a monster block on, I think, Jabari Parker. And then Whiteside tipped it out. That was about 3 on the shot clock. And they pass a short little pass that gets Middleton stuck in the corner. And he just takes a prayer fadeaway from the corner and switches it. I'm just like, whoa.
I guess the biggest surprise for me with Middleton is he's taking so many shots.
Yeah.
I thought Monroe would get more and Parker would get more and Antetokounmpo would be better this year and, take more shots. But I'm surprised it went his way, went Middleton's way.
Yeah, that is a little surprising. The scoring's up. As the calendar turned to 2016, so.
Yeah, I mean, his shots in January almost double his shots in November.
Yeah, it's been changing, and they've won 4 out of the last 5 and the last 3.
Yeah, and the assists are coming back the past couple games. That's the one thing that has been kind of annoying about him, considering what he did last year.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been good.
He's easily in the top 50 next year. You know, you can push top 40.
I was about to ask top 30.
It's a little bit much.
Okay.
But I think he's going to wind up being drafted around there.
He might be. Like, are you going to take and redraft, say, Gay stays on the Kings or Middleton?
Oh, I'll go Middleton. He's getting, he's going to be 25 next year. That should be right about what you would expect a career year to be.
Yeah.
25, 6 next year. Yeah.
Sorry, I lost your connection for a second there.
Oh, I just said that Gay is, he's going to be 30, so that's kind of nail in the coffin in my terms.
All right, I'm going to kill you with this one. You're going to take Middleton or Paul George first next year?
Oh, let me count the categories. No, it's still Paul George.
Yeah.
I think this stretch of points. See, we also got to see what happens with Milwaukee in the offseason. There's a good chance they bring in a point guard.
Yeah.
They bring in somebody that takes a bunch of usage. You know, if Rondo goes there. I think that would really hurt Middleton.
So, Slim, how about my boyfriend finally coming together? Miles Turner! Oh, he's so good. He's so good.
Yeah, I mean, we knew he had a jump shot, but he's what now? 6 games in a row shooting 50% or better?
Yeah, on the season, he's at 56% from the field, although it's very frustrating to see him not take threes yet.
Yeah, and, you know, these are all wide open. You know, nobody's covering him right now.
Yeah, because he sets the pick, and instead of flying down like the super athletic centers, he's stepping out.
Yeah, and everybody has to double Paul George.
Yep.
Yeah, it's good. I was telling you before we went on air, I've got my Yahoo 250. My top two bigs are down with Favors and Griffin, but I'm still holding strong because of Towns and Goose and now Turner.
Yeah. So you had the big breakout on the 17th. That was Saturday, I think. That was Sunday. And then on Tuesday goes 15 points, 4 rebounds, and 4 blocks. And what's funny about the 4 blocks is he had 2 called goaltends that were like marginal. And he like was so mad on one of them, which I don't blame him. But they're like layups that he blocked almost right away. But because they go down almost right away. So it could have been 6 blocks in 31 minutes.
All right. I'd like to see the rebounding be a little better than 4 in 30 minutes.
That's true, but when you're not going to get many offensive rebounds because you're taking jump shots.
He's not really living on the glass.
Yeah.
But, you know, I saw him have a quote the other day saying that it's something he needed to work on. He needed to be, you know, stronger and all that kind of stuff, be the center.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at least he's saying the right things. I just have to go out there and do it and stay healthy.
Yeah, and we'll see what happens with Mahinmi. I mean, Mahinmi's been good enough to be the starter. He really fits the first unit really well. But he did roll his ankle and foot injury. He rolled it kind of funky. I was watching the game in that one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're expecting him to miss more games, too.
Yeah, I think so. I think I'd be, because he had an ankle earlier and then sat a game with like a sore heel or something. So whatever is wrong with that foot is, I think it'd be smart to hold him out a couple games.
It should probably be noted that these two games that Turner had that were good were against Denver and Phoenix.
That's a good point, but it's not like a jump shooter is going to be.
He gets Golden State tomorrow night. We'll see how he does against Bogut.
That's true.
That's a much tougher matchup than, what, Jokic?
Yeah, they might bring him off the bench and just throw Jordan Hill on him to play defense to start, although that's not a good defender either. I don't know what they'll do.
Yeah, and then he's going to have to go back-to-back against Sacramento, so then he gets Cousins the next night.
Yikes. Welcome to the NBA.
It'll be interesting to see how he does these next two. It'll be telling, I think. It'll be telling to see how many minutes he gets moving forward. If he does really good in these next two games, they can't take him off the field. I just don't see how.
Off the field?
Well, the pitch, whatever it's called.
There you go. So I really don't have much analysis here other than I want to talk about Cameron Payne again. He shot 0 for 9 against Denver, but got 6 assists and 4 steals, and then went 3 for 8 last night, 7, 5, and 3. He's so good.
Yeah, yeah. He's confident, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's it's not going to be this year. Next year, I'm not so sure either. But yeah, he's so good. There's really not much to say about it.
I know. That's why I just wanted to bring him up, because he's awesome and we both like him. And if you're in a dynasty, I would try to go get him soon.
Yeah, I made a play for him, but it was obviously laughed at.
What did you offer?
Some kids, I think. Kids for kids.
Kids for kids.
It's another guy that's playing for next year, so it was tough.
Yeah.
Kind of hard to take a good dynasty from someone who's not playing now.
Yeah. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much are you buying Kelly Olynyk?
I picked him up in one league. I guess that's a number.
You can't say zero now.
Probably a whole number.
I mean, you can make it pi if you want.
I mean, the Brad Stevens effect. You know, he had 4 games or 3 games of 30 minutes, and then he went 22, 11, and 15. Now he's got, you know, 27, 21, 26, 31, which probably means he goes back down to 15 tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's true. He's been playing too well, though. He's hitting his shots, hitting threes.
Yeah, the only questionable thing about him is his defense, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, he could be Ilyasova. He pretty much is Ilyasova these last 5 games.
Yeah, I mean, the threes are falling. That's a big deal for him.
Yeah.
And the steals and blocks have been pretty solid. Turnovers aren't out of hand. That's a pretty good comp. And not because they're both white.
It's not a lazy comp like in baseball that everyone compares Kenta Maeda to Iwakuma.
Oh, nice. Or all the Cubans get compared into some other Cuban.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. A Cuban's coming up. They're going to be awesome because other Cubans were good.
Yeah, yeah, with the next Yasiel Puig. Oh, wait, that's not a good thing.
Yeah, yeah, that went downhill pretty quick.
Yeah, he should be owned in 12ers. You know, you got some of the other guys like Terrence Jones. I think that would be, you know, between those two.
No, oh, that'd be a tough one, yeah. I lost you again, Slim.
I said Aaron Gordon.
Yeah.
He got 32 minutes last night, but did almost nothing with it.
Yeah.
I think he's still in this. Those three guys are... You should own one of them, just not all three.
Okay. I agree. I think right now I might take the flyer on Jones of those because Dwight's out.
Yeah, the injury played big there. But he still only got 25 minutes with it, so it's not like he went out there and had big minutes.
Yeah.
I'm worried they're artificially limiting his minutes.
They might
be. You were saying that the Sixers were doing with Covington.
Yeah, they might be. They might be. Finally, Chandler Parsons. So with no Dirk because of his old man swelling. 30 points, 38 and 2 with a steal. Three three-pointers. Only 1 of 3 from the line, but eh. Do you think he's going to finally turn the corner? Is he ready to be Parsons again?
I think you'll still have a dud occasionally.
Okay.
You know, you look at the game log and you see every, you know, third or fourth game there's a, you know, 3 points, 3 boards kind of thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there'll be the occasional dud, but yeah, it's I think he's top 50 moving forward.
Top 50.
The free throws have never been there, so you got to kind of take that for what it is, and the volume has always been low.
Top 50. That means you really like Parsons down the stretch.
I think he's the best player on that team.
Yeah, probably.
His ball in his hands quite a bit, and you know Darren Williams isn't going to be doing a whole lot down the stretch. Well, I assume.
I'm trying to think of like a good like you're taking Parsons or Giannis.
That's pretty good. Getting some more defensive stats out of Giannis, though. Whereas Parsons, you're expecting more scoring and threes in particular.
I think it's definitely Giannis.
I think it's pretty close.
I don't think it's that close.
Let me see what he's been doing recently. Oh, the minutes are ridiculous. Rebounding is kind of crazy.
Yeah, the rebounding's been good.
But very low threes.
He doesn't hit
turnovers
threes.
Turnovers are out of hand. Yeah, okay, you got to go Giannis, but it's not for the same group of stats.
That's true. It's different. All right, here's a better one: Parsons or Tobias Harris the rest of the season.
Yeah, that's pretty close.
I think that one's closer. Yeah.
Yeah, and I will go Parsons. I think there's upside for more, whereas I think Harris only kind of has downside at this point.
Because Skiles.
Yeah.
Because of emo kids.
Yeah. I think you just got your name of the podcast.
Damn those emo kids, always sitting around sulking.
Oh, I just had a South Park little flashback there.
Yeah, that one. I actually remember that one. That was good. Anything else from you from the past few days or really past week that stuck out to you since you missed Tuesday?
You know, the Monday games were fun. Afternoon basketball.
Yeah, with some double overtimes, too.
Yeah, that was fun.
Is Kimba Walker a top 25 player?
I mean, Al Jefferson will never be his former self, right? We can accept that?
Yeah.
Yes, then he is, because he needs to score for that team to do anything. So, yeah.
Mm, yeah.
Field goal percent. Can't believe it. Can't believe that.
Yeah. Crazy. I'm trying to think of anything else big from over the weekend or those big games. That's pretty much it. I mean, just Kimba setting the franchise record.
Oh, that was a record. 52, I think?
Yeah. It was a Hornets record.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Dodged a bullet with the goose.
What happened?
I thought we might have lost him for a couple games.
Oh, what did he injure?
I want to say his hand. Mm-hmm. That's not right.
You mean his? Yeah, that's not right. You mean his talon?
I started typing in goose. I do that way too much. You heard he's number four in jersey sales, right?
Really? Okay.
I assume not the people that were booing him on draft day, though.
Latvia is a big market for him.
Okay. Yeah, I saw the new rap.
I haven't watched it yet. I've been meaning to, but...
It is so bad. It's like, oh, man. It's, you know, they keep showing, like, you know, look at my Lambo kind of thing. It's so bad. It's, I want to say, like, late 90s, maybe early 2000s. It is, yeah.
I'll check that out. Maybe I'll have to have that be the theme music for next time we talk him.
They're saying it was a foot.
So that also a talon.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's for a goose. I don't know if you'd call that a talon.
I have no idea.
That's web feet.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they got those. Yeah. All right, Slim. I hope you prepped your theme show music.
I mean, kind of. Hold on, let me get my horn out.
All right,
here we go.
I'm applauding like the art.
Probably get my banjo ready.
Applause, applause. I hope everyone listening applauded during that.
So you recognized it then, huh?
That's the Family Feud one, right?
Oh, yeah, that's a classic.
Yeah, oh, yeah. All right, 30 seconds on the board. I'm going to give you a margin of 0.1, okay?
Okay.
How many points per game is J.J. Redick scoring this year? Go.
On the year? Yeah. 15 and a half.
Higher.
Wow, 17?
Lower.
Okay, 16.2.
Higher.
16.7.
Yay, ding, 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 16.6.
Okay.
So what's crazy about that is maybe I should put some other numbers in it to make it look better before, but it's his career high in scoring. It helps that he's off a 40-point game, which was his career high. But he's playing 3 minutes, 10 seconds less a game than last year and is scoring more points.
Okay. I guess this is about Crawford getting old fast.
And Blake being out is helping.
Yeah, that definitely helps. Although, at least for the scoring.
Yeah, Blake missed a couple last year as well, but I think this has been longer term.
Yeah, I mean, you add up the rest of his numbers, and I think they come to about 4.
His 3 steals and blocks.
Well, you take the steals, the 3s out. You know, assist. Rebounds, assists, steals, and blocks.
Oh, it's none.
It's about a 4.
He's Thragnoffy, but he's one of the best because the
the field goal percent. It's shooting free throws, career high free throw volume.
Yeah. So that's been good. The fact that remember we talked about his 3-point percentage being so high and a career high, and that it had to go down. It's actually gone way up.
So. Yeah, 50% on 5.6. Yeah. If you think he is Steph Curry,
I think it's all that new horrible tattoo he got on his arm.
I haven't paid attention. I really don't watch very much Clippers.
It looks like, I don't know, like a Disney ghost coming out of something. I don't know. It's pretty bad. All right. You got about 20 seconds left on the board. I'm going to have you get this one perfectly right. Looking at last 30 days total stats, all right?
Okay.
Where does Jay Crowder rank? Go.
It's 25.
Higher.
Higher isn't better. 20.
Higher.
15?
Higher.
10? No way.
Lower.
14.
Higher.
13.
Higher.
14.
Higher.
12.
There you go. Didn't you just say 14 twice?
Yeah, I'll see if you'd catch that.
You confused me. Yeah, Jay Crowder, last 30 days total, is your 12th overall player.
Is that about 3.5 steals or something?
I'm looking at here. Let me change it to average. That is 1.8 steals.
Oh, wow, look at that scoring.
Yeah, 17.5 points. It's a mix of all that with 1.1 turnovers. It's a big factor.
Well, the assists are decent, too.
Yeah, 2.1.
That's pretty impressive. This has got to be a career.
It's obliterating career stuff for
him. I just mean this stretch, a career stretch, not necessarily a year. Yahoo's got him at 18th overall. I mean, that's the question to be asking. You know, Middleton or Crowder?
I mean, I'll stick with Middleton, but yeah, Crowder's in the conversation. How about Crowder or Chandler Parsons?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Question is, do I trust the scoring from Crowder? He's got to be leading that team in minutes.
Yeah, I think so. Because Bradley's had some easing in off injuries games.
Yeah, but even now, it's, you know, even with everybody back, he's playing big minutes. Ah, man, you get those defensive stats. Yeah, I got to go Crowder for those steals.
Yeah, crazy. He's crazy. He's maybe been pickup of the year.
Yeah, it's right there. I mean, it was Fournier at the very beginning, but yeah, I guess it's Crowder.
Yeah. Last one on the board. All right. You have to get this one exactly right. How many Oscar nominations is Revenant going to win? Go!
Do you win Revenant nominations?
No, how many is it going to win? How many is it going to win?
I'm going with... Oh, we got to have sound effects. I'm going with 6.
Ding, 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 ding. I don't know. I didn't come up with the number. Yeah, I saw it got nominated for 12, right?
Oh, that's man. Right. Okay. Yeah, I think it should win... It'll probably win Best Picture. I think Leo probably wins. I hope Hardy wins. Visual effects and sound editing, all that stuff, it should crush.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait to see it. I still haven't
seen
it yet.
It's the year. I'm confident.
Yeah.
It took a little while for me to really buy into that, though. It's probably the most artsy movie out there, though, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, it seems like the Oscars are getting more and more into artsy movies, finally, instead of Avatar getting Best Picture noms.
Wow. Just wow.
We'll talk more movies in a second. First, let's do our 30-point challenge. Tonight, we've got the Pistons at the Pelicans, Clippers at the Cavs, Grizz at the Nuggets, Atlanta at the Kings, and the Spurs at the Suns. What are you looking for tonight?
Oh, well, DeAndre's finally back, right? DeAndre Jordan?
I think so.
He should be able to give Cleveland a run for their money.
All right, lock it in. Slim said DeAndre Jordan for 30 points.
well, against Tristan, I mean...
Well, they're starting Mozgov again, so...
Oh, he's back? Okay.
Yeah. And they'll definitely start him in that game, since it's...
Yeah, they really should.
They need the height.
Yeah, Conley's back. I guess that means something.
Yeah, sorry, I pushed for Chalmers in our friends and family.
I know. Is Gary Harris still available? Can we pick him back up?
Probably. I don't know.
It's not really rational that I like Gary Harris. I can accept that, but he could be next year's Crowder.
I'm not going that far.
I think it's possible.
I'm not going that far.
Yeah, he's not the rebounder, but I think he could be a two steals per game guy.
Yeah, I mean, if the point steals and threes, those could be maybe comparable. I just don't think he's that kind of scorer.
Okay. It's nice that he's on a team that doesn't have a number one.
Yeah, I think he's more...
Well, it's Gallo kind of is, but...
Yeah, good Gallo. And then you'll have your favorite player, Wilson Chandler, coming back.
Yeah, he'll be a bench warmer. He was going to be a bench warmer. Well, not bench warmer, but he was only going to be a 25 to 30-minute guy off the bench this year anyway.
I think this goes without saying, but if you're playing DFS, you cannot touch a single Spur against that terrible Suns team.
No. If you're getting negatives for turnovers, you better watch out with starting Brandon Knight.
Yeah, he's been awful.
Yeah. I mean, this might have been what Milwaukee was seeing, having him as their starting point guard.
Maybe. I mean, to be fair... He's got no good players next to him, especially when everyone got hurt. I mean, who's his best player next to him? Devin Booker, maybe, who's 19 or whatever. And
yeah,
Tyson Chandler?
Probably.
I mean, it's bad.
Yeah, there's no other offense. He has absolutely no help, especially with TJ Warren not playing.
Yeah.
I mean, Tyson Chandler and Tucker. Yeah, there's no offense there.
I don't know. I love Jonathan Simmons. Have you watched Jonathan Simmons play this year?
Jonathan Simmons. I've been watching too much Benjamin Simmons.
Yeah, well, Ben Simmons is better, but Jonathan Simmons on the Spurs, every time he gets a chance, he's good, and he might get some extended minutes against the Suns, but that's deep, deep leagues.
Yeah, he kind of reminds me a little bit of the Knicks guy.
Which one?
Who didn't play. Thomas?
No, he's different than that. He's a slasher.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, his stats might be kind of similar, but he's a slasher.
Yeah, it's just tough to break into that rotation. On a night where they bench everyone, he could be, you know, he could win you your DFS.
Yeah, that's
I don't know if I could go too much farther than that, though.
Yeah. All right, top 10 scores. We've got Curry, Harden, Durant, Cousins, LeBron, Lillard, Westbrook, George, Blake Griffin, and Anthony Davis and DeRozan tied for 10th, but... DeRozan's not playing, so it doesn't matter. Who do you have for 30 points tonight? And I am so mad that Jimmy Butler is not in the top 10 scorer still. They're not playing, but the fact that he has a 53-point game and still can't crack the top 10 scores.
Hey, neither is Kemba.
That's true. I guess that's true. Where is Kemba? Wow, he's all the way down to 21st.
Man, there's nobody that just jumps off the page on this one.
No, I don't think so.
Cousins was on that list, right?
Oh, yeah. He's fourth.
Yeah. Perennial.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not picking anybody off Denver, that's for sure.
No, I mean, a lot of people have been picking Gallinari this year.
Yeah, Memphis plays so slow.
It's
this
the
could
wrong
be an
game.
85 to 80-something game.
It's the wrong game for that, for sure.
I wish there was a Pistons guy I could rely on, but...
No... Yeah, if they had a good scoring big man, it feels like big men score a ton of points against the Pelicans.
With Gordon down, I would think Tyreek would be big, but I don't know if I can trust his minutes right now.
Lord help me, I'm about to pick J.J. Redick.
I'll take Rudy Gay.
Okay, that's a good one.
Tough matchup, but whatever.
All right, I'm gonna see if you can play some mind games with me. I'm between Redick or Al Horford.
Well, you know, nobody's going to be guarding KCP. He's been hot.
No, he's not that hot, though.
Just take one. You can buy more KCP later.
I'll go. Oh my lord, JJ Redick.
Oh, awesome.
Ugh.
Everyone will mock you.
That's fine. Mock all you want. I deserve it. Although if he gets it, then I'm going to make you get the same tattoo he has on your arm.
Okay, it might be a henna tattoo, but okay.
Oh, you said okay, so I need to see picture evidence of this.
Sure. I mean, the only pictures you've seen of me are Photoshopped, so sure.
Yeah, there you go. all right, Slim, it's the end of the week. Let's go to the movies. Okay. What have you watched lately?
Oh, I've been watching my shows. Some shows have been back.
Okay.
Let's see. I watched the second episode of Billions. I think I'm going to stick with that one.
Oh, I like Giamatti a lot. I mean, who doesn't? But
yeah, I don't know the guy that plays the other one, the other lead, the guy, the billionaire. Okay. Giamatti is like a federal prosecutor.
Okay, I can look it up for you. As you keep going.
But yeah, Giamatti, obviously, he's got that high drama.
Oh, Damian Lewis. Yeah, I know Damian Lewis.
He's good. He's probably the lead in that show.
Oh, yeah. He's good in stuff. The redhead.
Yeah, it's a good show. I'm going to stick with it. Yeah, I'm it's tough with Giamatti. That John Adams might be the best show I've ever seen.
Yeah, like, I never saw that one.
You never seen John Adams? Oh.
No.
Man, that is... Yeah, it's not a documentary, obviously, because it's all acted, but yeah, it had to have won just a ton of awards.
Yeah, it won all the, like,
costumes and all of it.
All the, what do you call it, the extended show, but miniseries, there we go.
There you go.
Oh, Malin Ackerman's in that show. I like Malin Ackerman.
Yep. She's the billionaire guy's wife.
Okay, Malin Ackerman might...
She is just as ruthless.
She might be on my list.
Okay.
Well, wife's not listening. She doesn't care.
Yeah, she's got those eyes.
Yeah, she was good in. So I had to watch it for work, but the sitcom Trophy Wife, it was actually not as bad as you would think. But I'm not recommending you go watch it.
But okay,
I'm not recommending you watch it. But she was good in it. So
yeah, I'll watch Lost first.
Well, so she's ruthless in that show, and Trophy Wife, she was, like, bumbly funny. So she's bouncing around roles, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Mr. Robot won the Golden Globe.
Oh, okay. That's awesome.
Absolutely deserved. I think he won also, the main actor guy, I can't remember his name.
Okay.
And I think Christian Slater won, too.
Who else? So it's Christian Slater and who else?
Oh, man, I just know him as the Achman Ra from what are those movies called? The Night at the Museum.
Oh, okay. Rami Malek. Yeah, I don't know who he is, really.
That's the only place I know him from.
Yeah. Okay, well, I need to try that one out. I've got too much to watch, though. Golden age of television, Slim.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, we're going to wrap the show up there. I would interject more of my movie watching, but I don't have time, especially when my weekends are drinking for the Panthers game. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was getting a little worried there at the end.
I think a lot of people were. It was a lot of happy drinking that became nervous drinking.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't score in the second half, right?
Nope. 31-0, and then ended up being 31-24.
Wow. Yeah, that's a bit nerve-wracking.
But that's how their whole season's been. Blow out teams and then give them a chance at the end.
All right. You would assume their running attack would be able to handle that. So.
Well, Stewart got a little banged up, too. He had to leave for a bit. So.
All right. Well, who you got this weekend?
We have the Cardinals. But
right.
It's at home. It's at home, and Carson Palmer looked pretty terrible in that game.
Cardinals are all about the defense, right?
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, their offense has been really good this year too. But Palmer looked terrible against the Packers. They got lucky to win that game.
Right.
Well, not lucky.
Yeah,
well, not lucky. But did you watch that game or at least the highlights?
I saw the highlights.
Yeah, I stayed up to watch that one, and I'm glad I did. That game was ridiculous.
Yeah, the tying touchdown right before overtime. That's like the worst defensive play by those two corners.
it's pretty bad.
Neither one of them even tried. Like. Neither one of them even noticed there was a guy there to catch the ball.
they got tunnel vision on the ball in the air.
Yeah, they didn't look. It was weird. That was terrible.
All right, we're going to wrap the show there. Thanks to the Fantasy Sports Network listeners for checking us out. We will be back next Tuesday. And Slim, have yourself a good weekend.